Hello, welcome to the Cosmic Eye Show. It is Emmett Fox Friday. I'm your host, Jason Napolitano, and I have Mr. Chris Sheridan on the line. What's happening, Chris?
Everything is happening all at once.
Which is great. Yeah. The singularity of happenings all at once. All right.
Yes.
Excellent. Good to hear. Are they good happenings?
Very much in the now. Well, then it's all good, right?
There is no good. There is no bad.
There's no room for that.
Be in the singularity of the moment, right?
Exactly. Right. That would be two. That would be two separate things.
Good point.
Not involved here.
All right. Today we are going to talk about a very important topic from Find and Use Your Inner Power, which we're studying each week by Mr. Emmett Fox, a great metaphysician of the 20th century, whom we are indebted to this study, of course. We are looking at his book each week on our Emmett Fox Friday show. And we've still got quite a bit to go in this book, and I don't know what we're going to do after this, but we're at least 180 pages away from being out of these, so that'll keep us going for a while. So today is called Treatment or Scientific Prayer. Now, treatment, as you may recall, if you've been listening to the show, we talk about quite a bit, and it is one of the main sort of tenets of New Thought. It is the idea of the actual treatment or the actual affirmation, the actual prayer, whatever you will call it, to accomplish a certain thing. But it's also a philosophical concept, as we'll see here, and a right understanding. To make it work, it does include a certain amount of faith, and it includes a certain right outlook, and that's what this small article is about. This small section, treatment or scientific prayer. So I'll just jump right in, and then Chris is going to read the second section, and then we'll talk about it. So here we go: treatment or scientific prayer. Treatment means knowing the spiritual truth about any person or situation. If, like most people, you believe that appearances are realities and that they cannot be changed, then you cannot give a treatment. But if you believe that Jesus was right when he said, "Judge not according to appearances, but judge righteous judgment," it is in your power to change anything for the better and to heal most things. Begin every treatment, no matter how many you may give, by saying, "Treatment can overcome this difficulty. I have nothing to deal with but my own thoughts."
Then get to work on these thoughts and change them, one by one if necessary, from error to truth. Insist on the good and harmonious character of being. Insist that God really is the only presence and the only power. Remind yourself constantly that your own concept is what you see, and that it is your business to change that. Make me toe the line and show him that I am the boss. Claim power as the child of God. Be persistent. Do not take no for an answer. And it can only be a matter of time before you are victorious.
That's fantastic. Very helpful. Yeah. And I want to read that again. Be persistent. Do not take no for an answer. And it can only be a matter of time before you're victorious. So stick to your guns, as it were, in terms of what you want to have happen. And you want what result you want from that treatment. Something sticks out there to me. Two things off the top of my head, and then I'll let you talk. Make me toe the line and show him that I, capital I, am the boss. Claim power as the child of God. We actually did a great show from one of his previous sections of this book called Me Bothers I. So if you want to go back and listen to that, that kind of expands that idea of making me toe the line and show him that I am the boss. We won't go into it today, but you can go back and listen to that one if
Well, it's basically the small version of yourself, or, you know, wrapped up in ego consciousness. And then the I being the self with a capital S, or the transpersonal self, or your divine nature.
Exactly.
Or something like that. You know, just so the smaller me and the larger I. You know, where are you coming from?
There you go. That was the first thing that stuck out. The second thing that kind of grabbed me was this idea, and this is really what he's talking about at the beginning of this thing when he says treatment means knowing the spiritual truth about any person or situation. And he really gets at what that spiritual truth is. And it's insist on the good and harmonious character of being. That's being with a capital B. So insist on the good and harmonious character of God, essentially, or the universe, or that, you know, that universal mind. Insist that God really is the only presence and the only power. And that really is getting at the heart of that spiritual truth. And of course, we as a part of that take part in that co-creation. With that power, with that creative energy that we exist in and which exists in us. And really, that's the spiritual truth that he's talking about. So you really do have to kind of wrap your head around that idea that, you know, you are a part of this universal mind. You are a part of this God force energy, and it's something within you. And in fact, it's your true self. And if you don't kind of get in touch with that, I think, like you said, I think one of the most important things he talks about, if you believe that appearances are realities and that they cannot be changed, then you can't give a treatment. I mean, that's pretty profound, isn't it? When he says that, it's simple, but it's like there's layers to that, you know, because the belief, it is done unto you according as you believe, is another biblical statement. You know, so if the belief isn't there that something can be changed or something can be treated, then you've got to start there. You got to start at the ground level, don't you? I mean, because you can make affirmations about things, right? But if you don't have that fundamental belief that things can actually change and you're a part of this creative energy, you're kind of, you know, you're working, you're just not firing on any cylinders, really, right?
Well, you're disempowering yourself to make the changes. It's almost like a cop-out or an excuse or a retreat, whether it's conscious or not. When it's interesting, this word treatment, and it wasn't until reading this one that I really got the dual nature of it. Because like you had described earlier, and we've definitely read through Fox, that you know, the treatment in some way is the medicine. Mm-hmm. That's what you're administering, whether it's apple a day or meditate or go for a walk or, you know, get more exercise, nutrition, take this pill, any kind of therapeutic action or substance, I guess, that you can take to improve your situation, improve your health, improve your well-being. That's the treatment. And he, several times, and we've mentioned it, he goes back to this notion of treat the treatment. Yeah. A lot of times what happens is we analyze a problem and go, oh, well, that problem has this and this, you know, type of thing going on, and it needs this type of a medicine or therapeutic, and therefore that's the treatment. And okay, on day one, I'm going to give it the treatment. But if on day two, you go back to the problem and think, well, geez, you know, this really hurts, or this isn't good, or this isn't right. It's like, no, don't go back to the problem. You've already done that work. Go back to the treatment. Treat the treatment. Keep doing the treatment. Don't go back to what's wrong. Go back to what you're doing, or stick with what you're doing that's right. So that's that one aspect of treatment. But this kind of outlines today how you approach something, like how you treat somebody or how you treat a situation. It's the manner in which you're going about it, not just the thing that you're doing and how you're doing it. This is your attitude going in.
Yeah. So
that's really great. You know, this, how are you treating this?
Yeah, and those are all definitely factors in that spiritual treatment aspect of things, you know, is what you're bringing to the table in terms of your beliefs, what you're bringing in terms of how you're thinking and how you're feeling, your emotional content that you're bringing to it. And, you know, this spiritual treatment really, you know, it can take a lot of different forms. You know, the actual sort of way that it's generally done is through prayer. Usually affirmation out loud, and you might have some formula that you speak, or it might be just a heartfelt out loud prayer, or you may speak positive words over someone, or you may, you know, think them in your mind or what have you, or you may use some sort of energetic, you know, content that doesn't have anything, you know, to do with words or what have you. But, you know, they're really not so much, he's really not really so much outlining exactly, what that is in this particular thing. But what he's really saying is what you're talking about. You're coming at the treatment, whatever treatment you're doing, whatever it's for. It could be for a health issue. It could be for a mental issue, depression or anxiety. It could be for financial issues that you want to take care of. It could be to create a home. You want to purchase a home or something. It could be, to help your child get back on track. Maybe they're moving in a bad direction, so on. Those would all be things that you could treat for and use this scientific prayer for. But you've got to get to the heart of it before you even work on this. You got to work on yourself. You have to treat the treatment. You have to know the spiritual truth about the person or the situation. And so, I mean, really, again, I go back to the beginning of this where he says, you believe that appearances are realities and they cannot be changed, then you cannot give a treatment. So you've got to adjust your belief about what that is. You've got to say, look, these appearances are just appearances. And like Jesus said, judge not according to appearances, but judge righteous judgment. Judge righteous judgment. Understand that the truth is that God is at the heart of the matter. God is the source, the archetypal source of things. And that these appearances are just manifestations of that force. So it's God is the cause and the world is the effect. Most of us in the modern world and postmodern world think of, the world as the cause and, our thoughts as the effect, or, life as an effect, or, something coming out of the material world. And he's saying, you've got to flip that completely around. The spiritual truth is that God really is the only presence and the only power, and that everything in our lives is an appearance of that manifestation. So that's something to think about. Anything to add to that?
It is. And you mentioned the knowledge of the true nature of the situation, that if somebody, say you're treating for, whether it's yourself or another, who is just sick, if you focus on the sickness, you're not going to do it. Yeah, but they, have a bum leg. Nah, they won't get better. Or yeah, but chronic pain, what can you do? If you treat the treatment, and that's treating it as if this person is in a healed state. And that's the harmonious way. It's being out of step with universal harmony or divine nature or this God power, that you get anomalies and things that aren't working too well, whether it's in your financial or relationship or health, or just, like I said, a generalized anxiety or depression. We're in kind of crazy times right now that are uncharted. We already know the problem. Okay, let's work on the solution. But it's not just recognizing the God nature of things. It's recognizing your own God nature. And that's where the Indian mystic Sri Aurobindo from the 20th century would have been a contemporary of Gandhi. But wrote extensively and was a well-respected teacher. He talked about, instead of original sin, he talked about original ignorance. He thought that was the sin, that was the problem, that was where it all fell apart. And that is ignorance of knowing yourself, knowing your true self, knowing your God nature within yourself. And that you're, like you were saying, that you are part of that by being a human. That's your birthright. That you are part of that divine power and nature. And here he says, as a child of God. Well, the child gets what the parent has, whether genetically or by decree, that you who are doing the treating with this treatment, treat yourself as if you are a operator in the divine structure and you are a worker that's using this ultimate power. Because according to Aurobindo and a lot of others and Buddhists and many others, that this is who you are, mystical Christ. I and the Father are one. It's within you. So I think that's one way to treat yourself as somebody who was.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you're talking, or what we were talking about at the beginning, where he starts this out. Treatment means knowing the spiritual truth about any person or situation, including yourself. So you got to see yourself as part of that divine source, and you've got to see the person or the situation that you're trying to treat as part of that divine source as well. And so, you know, and I like, again, I want to come back to the middle section of this. It was the last portion that I read in my section. And he says, begin every treatment, no matter how many you may give, by saying, treatment can overcome this difficulty. I have nothing to deal with but my own thoughts. It's so simple, but so deep, the way he puts that, because you're really stating that you have faith that your work is going to come to fruition in the way that you want to. Treatment can overcome this difficulty. And then you're also acknowledging to yourself, I have nothing to deal with but my own thoughts. And so you're reminding yourself that your own thoughts are creative. They are creative. And I don't mean creative in the sense like they're artistic or they're, you know, coming up with songs or new plays, but they're creative in that they create, they manifest things in your life. And so the longer that you hold on to specific thoughts, the more of a chance that you're going to manifest and attract and create and solidify those thoughts in your life. And so that's why, again, he rounds this out, the last portion of this, by saying, be persistent. Do not take no for an answer. It can only be a matter of time before you're victorious. So if you truly believe in a treatment, truly believe in a cause, and really want to change some circumstances, you want to have a healing, you want to heal a child or a loved one, you want to, you know, heal a financial situation or a difficulty, keep at it, you know, keep at it, because oftentimes we're working against the inertia of materialism and the inertia of, you know, the appearances of how things look, right? And that's tough to overcome that sometimes, isn't it?
It is, and I am dealing with that as we speak, and I think I had a breakthrough today, so it's fortuitous.
Tell me about this, Chris.
Passage. Well, I've been doing a lot of home improvement around here, and one of my projects has been growing grass. There are some patches that need some grass, and where there had been none before, and be persistent in the watering. I check 3 times a day. Looked like nothing was happening yesterday after a week or 10 days. And I'm getting like, okay, it's one thing to not have a green thumb, but if you can't grow grass, actual grass, like it grows naturally all over the world, but boy, I don't know. I can't seem to muster that one up. And I'm online looking up, you know, how to fertilize your grass. Do you poke holes in the ground? You know, do I shade it? Is it the wind? I don't know what's happening. Couldn't figure it out. Well, apparently this morning I went to water and lo and behold, there's grass growing.
How do you like
that? It grew overnight, but I was persistent in the treatment, but I wasn't fully believing it, or I was kind of questioning. I was taking no for an answer. I was entertaining the idea of no grass. And then here it was today. So it's a very natural process. And then I kind of look further, and it does take, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks for grass to come in. So it was right on schedule, but I kind of questioned it.
Interesting.
And now it's paying off. I was still persistent, though, even when I was not very confident.
Well, can you imagine, though, what might have happened, let's say, if, you know, prior to seeing the sprouts, you just gave up and you stopped watering, or you said, oh, screw it, I'm just going to, I'm going to dig this up and put something else here. Or, you know what I mean? You wouldn't see it come to fruition then, right? So I think that's part of that be persistent thing, and keep at it, and also, keep the faith that something can work out. So, I mean, oftentimes our own affirmations and our own treatments might be like that. You know, we don't see anything on the surface. It doesn't appear as if anything is healing. It seems like it's always going to be like this. I'm always going to be broke or something like that. But those appearances are something that we've grown accustomed to, and then our thoughts have grown accustomed, and we continue to, you know, create and manifest those conditions. You know, and so when we're changing them, you know, we have the momentum of, you know, that experience, that sort of quote unquote physical reality of the thing, you know, sort of staring us in our face. And that's where you've got to rise up to a higher plane and realize this is not the cause. It is an effect. It is an effect. You know, God is the cause. There's a spiritual cause. There's a spiritual truth behind this. And these things, these appearances, are manifestations of that actual cause. The first cause is the divine mind, is God. And so the manifestation, the physical reality, is just the sort of material form of that. You know, and we have it, most of our lives we spend in the backwards view of that. You know, it, a material reality seems so real to us because we don't have a very strong relationship with the spiritual side of life. And so, you know, it seems like this thing that I'm dealing with in this physical quote unquote reality is, you know, is much stronger than the spiritual source behind it, but that's not the case. So keep that in mind, you know, remind yourself of that spiritual truth and remind yourself that treatment can overcome this difficulty. And I have nothing to deal with but my own thoughts in treating for anything. This is a very practical one. I really enjoyed this one. Do you have any final thoughts on this one?
Just believe in yourself and keep watering.
Love it. And what will happen? You will see sprouts of grass grow.
Grass, whatever it is you're trying to grow. It will poke through.
It will eventually poke through. It'll poke its little green head up out through the dry dirt, won't it? All right. So look for that and watch for that manifestation. And look to that spiritual truth behind that manifestation and realize that these appearances do not need to hold you back unless you let them. Unless you let them. So change that thought, go back to that spiritual truth and find that divine source within yourself. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you listening each week. We're praying for everybody out there and we're praying for positive things to unfold and doing our treatment and affirmative work to, you know, move forward and into a better world. So, we suggest you guys all do that as well. And, you know, we can make this a better world to live in, a better material manifestation if we get in touch with that spiritual truth. So again, thank you for joining us. My book is If You Can Worry, You Can Meditate. Chris's book is The Spirit in the Sky. And you can check that out at cosmiceye.org or at chrissheridan.com. And you can support us at anchor.fm/cosmiceye. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. Goodbye and God bless. And actually, we'll be here on Sunday with a new show as well. So join us for that. Thanks again. Bye-bye.